You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR Community Radio. White Australians might have a sketchy idea of the historical background to Australia Day, but the First Nations people and their allies were quite clear about Survival Day, Invasion Day, when they gathered in Devonport, Tasmania on the 26th of January, calling for a change of the date. They began with a welcome to country given by Daisy Allen.
Devonport on Tullaminakali, the Mersey River, Aboriginal land, Palawa country. As we gather here on this tragic day, we remember and honour the Pirinilapu people who occupied this area prior to invasion. And we acknowledge the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the ongoing owners of Lutruwita, Tasmania. We thank Ningimpi Nungapi, our elders in particular, and all of us who as individuals, families and as a community continue the legacy of our ancestors. It is with heavy hearts, Warranta Tangara, we mourn Invasion Day. We mourn for Waiparala, Luna Rala, our warriors who fought great battles protecting our land and our people. Here they fought and here they fell. January 26 marks the day that Aboriginal lives were changed forever. British invasion and subsequent colonisation resulted in the complete destruction of Aboriginal society. Our lands were stolen by force and deception. Our people massacred at the hands of the white people who committed human rights atrocities of the worst kind and attempted genocide. As we acknowledge and reflect on that together, celebration is not appropriate. It is extremely offensive and it is racist. Palawa Tasmanian Aborigines continue to fight now as our people did then. We put Wanapakalali Rala hard work into protecting and preserving our cultural heritage from further destruction. And we take pride in the revival of our language, Palawa Kani.
Thank you for the welcome. So, I've got a plan, folks, because what you can always rely on is there's a middle-aged white bloke with a plan. So here's my plan. We're going to jump on some ships, we're going to sail halfway around the world, and we're going to steal someone's land. We're going to murder them. Those we don't murder, we're going to imprison. We're going to desecrate their cultural heritage. We're going to display their body parts in museums as trophies and curios. We're going to make sure that 235 years from now, the survivors of those people suffer worse health outcomes, worse education outcomes, worse employment outcomes, and are still dying in our jails. And then we're going to have a national party. And every year we're going to have this national party, and we're going to do it all over the country, and the government's going to fund it. And if I came here today with that serious a plan, you would think I was mad. You would think I was some kind of psychopath. Yet that is the truth of what this country calls Australia Day. We still steal land. We still desecrate cultural heritage. We are still imprisoning Aboriginal people at a far greater rate than the general population and ensuring they're more likely to die in prison once they're there. This is not a cause for celebration. I will not celebrate Australia Day.
And so the passion continues. What we want to do now is invite someone else who has played a big role in setting up today. A big role. Taking it upon herself with all that energy that she has because of her love for her people. Let's welcome Christel Jordan.
Welcome to Lini Lina Tori, beside the Tulamina Kali and under Tari Nimari, Mount Roland. Welcome. Firstly, I want to acknowledge all my elders that are here today, all of them that come from far and wide. Thank you, fellas. And obviously, I'd like to remember all of our warriors fallen. So here we go again. Australia, celebrating the birth of a penal colony on land violently stolen from the Aboriginal nations who lived in this land peacefully and in harmony for thousands of years. For Aborigines, like Scott said, on this day a great tragedy began to take place, one that is still unfolding today. It was the day that the invasion forces of the arrogant British decided not to recognise that this country has a black history and over 65,000 years of culture. War and sovereignty, that ties us to this land and our ancestors, and that has never, ever been ceded or extinguished. As a result of these ongoing, disrespectful, arrogant views that can only be seen as showing a deep and irrational disdain towards Aborigines by successive governments and by state and national have rendered us almost voiceless, almost. Not always, not entirely, but almost. Rather than the celebration of the birth of a penal colony that becomes a nation on stolen land, this day is simply a stark reminder of the misery and devastation of my people and my country. Why government continues with this bizarre idea that the Australian community is united in commemoration of a day, which is truly a day of tragedy for the Aboriginal people, is morally indecisible. Sorry. It wasn't until 1935 that all Australian states called the day Australia Day. And it was not until 1944 that it was officially established as a significant day in the Australian calendar. And yet, here we are, still celebrating just to have a barbecue and a pizza. So And why is there such attraction to celebrating the arrival of a group of convicts, soldiers, unwanted by this country and the land that was stolen, who went to commit many atrocities against Aboriginal people across this country? It's really hard to understand. We had high hopes for actions from the Albanese government when they came into power. However, they have now publicly stated that the government will not change the Australia Day date. This is from the man who is asking us to show goodwill and vote for a voice with little or no information that may be determined detrimental to Aboriginals across the nation. Where is his goodwill towards us? He needs to show national leadership in listening and supporting the Aboriginal community and change the day. Some time ago, Australia Day Council New South Wales made a statement that they needed to reflect on the impact of European settlement for the First Nation Australians. The National Day is a time above all. Sorry. For inclusion and respect, that it enables people to pause, listen, and gain a greater understanding of Aboriginal culture, heritage, and what we and as we work towards reconciliation. What absolute hypocrisy! If people were truly going to respect and celebrate our nation's past, which began more than 65,000 years ago, the impact of the British invasion of Aborigines, then surely you would listen to Aboriginal people. We have views that need to be listened to and respected. Surely holding a celebration on a day of invasion and mourning defies all logic. It is my strongly held belief that a treaty informed of truth-telling and community input will change the political landscape of Palawa, giving us a say and control over our own country and our own destiny. It will identify and eliminate the barriers that prevent the Palawa from achieving social and cultural equity in our own country. The local government that is starting to stand up and act in support of Aboriginal people, the level of government that is closest to the people, is listening and leading the way. We applaud firstly Limilina Tory Devonport Council for choosing not to celebrate Australia Day. We applaud the decisions made recently by councils including Glenorchy and Hobart, who also chose not to celebrate Australia Day. Flinders Island Council have also changed celebrations, and they are more inclusive and respectful. It is time for people to understand the true history of Australia, one of invasion, massacres, genocide, dispossession, and continued discrimination against my people. The very notion that British could simply come and take our land, its resources, our culture, our lives is just simply wrong. I think the moral well-being of Australia is poorer for its failure to come to terms with the true past and
the system
of racism and the lack of progress in supporting my communities across Luttrell Widder in a positive way. It's time to change, and it's time to change today.
It's really easy for people to say, and often many people do, particularly detractors, that changing the date is a lowly cause, that it's one that's not worth pursuing, and that the Aboriginal people of this country should turn their efforts to more worthy causes, that changing the date is low-hanging fruit. And to be honest, in some respects, as an Aboriginal woman, that argument could be said to hold some merit. Often, the issues are described as being more urgent,
more important, more worthy of our attention. Things like reducing the rates of chronic disease, increasing the life expectancy of Aboriginal people, addressing the continuing disproportionate rate in which our children are unjustly removed from our care and protection, the disproportionate incarceration of our youth, of our men, of our women. We are told that we should turn our minds and turn our efforts to stemming the number of Aboriginal people who continue to die whilst in custody. We're told that our efforts should be focused on improving the education of our young people, increasing retention rates, that we should rally against dispossession, exploitation, that we should focus our efforts on the discrimination and prejudice that our people face. They're all worthy causes. But none of these causes arise in a vacuum. The root of every single one of those issues began for Aboriginal people on the 26th of January, 1788. This is truth. We cannot hide away from the truth. There is groundswell, it's bubbling up. Discussions are happening in people's lounge rooms, around kitchen tables. In houses and homes around this nation, people are talking about truth telling. Well, truth telling starts with looking at our National Day of Celebration. One, which we are told, is to include all of us. But an interesting fact, Australia is the only nation on earth, at least that I'm aware of, that celebrates its national day on the day that marks the commencement of colonisation of their Indigenous people. Most other nations, well, in fact, all other nations, have the maturity to collectively recognise the celebration of that time is divisive, it's discriminative, it's exclusive, it's racist, and it's morally wrong. That's saying something. Australia, in its current incarnation, has a long way to go. And changing the date is a start. And the equality of our work. And it costs nothing. Nothing to change the date. Some people say it's symbolic. And maybe it is. But it's a symbolic way for this nation to show they have a genuine commitment to Aboriginal people in addressing the issues that we continue to face. It is a start towards addressing all the very many indicators which suggest we are not welcome in our own country. Changing the date, as I've said, is relatively easy. Really easy. It only became a national holiday in 1994, and it could be done with the stroke of a pen. But it seems that those in power are not listening. And that is shameful, because let me tell you, the hard work's been done. The highest court in this land has dispelled the myth of terra nullius. That happened 2 years prior to Australia Day being made a national holiday. It's accepted that this land was taken at the point of a gun. We know in classrooms around the country, discussions are had about what the 26th of January means for Aboriginal people. We know that there is a greater acceptance for not only listening to Aboriginal people, but taking on board our acceptance and suggestions for change. And yet here we are, marching the streets against this divisive day. It hangs around like a relic of racism and brutality that all of us here are determined to quash. So yes, changing the date is a small step. And yes, there are many, many pressing issues that deserve our attention. But changing the date, although a small gesture, is hugely symbolic. It is a welcoming embrace from white Australia. So let's face it, it's 235 years overdue. It is a signal that finally our part in this nation's story, as difficult and bloody and violent as that part is no longer going to be swept under the carpet. The very debate around changing the date is a test of modern Australia's moral consciousness. It is a step towards accepting Aboriginal people. It is a step towards giving us the status that we deserve as human beings, as a part, an important part of this nation's future. It signals that our experience and our stories are both fundamental and equally important to what the future Australia will hold. It is a welcoming that we, for us to share in the bounty created on and from the land which was so brutally ripped from us, and a recognition of what Aboriginal people all around this country have sacrificed to allow the nation, Australia, to grow into what it is today.
To pay my respects to my elders, my ancestors, for the constant fight, many years of fight to have us here today. And I'd also like to welcome my community and the allies supporting us today. I'd like to add to the message of Uncle Jimmy, a message to our elders of reassurance and commitment with conviction, but also a message to the system to say that you can build your buildings, you will not drown us out. You can have your cricket in the background, but you will not drown us out. You can change the policies, you can change the legislation, you can change the wording, but you will not drown us out. Because us young people, our spirit cannot die. And we will keep going for you. And we will keep fighting the long fight. You've been here for 60,000 years, we'll be here for 60,000 more.